New Year, New Me. It seems that each year we vow to ourselves to this time around stick with our New Year's resolutions. But it's not that easy, and perhaps we're approaching this all the wrong way. So joining us today to chat a little bit about New Year's resolutions and perhaps how we can work on them in a more realistic manner is Dawn Blizzard from Pathway Yoga. It is really great speaking with you again, Dawn.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
So it is so nice having you back. And New Year's resolutions. Now, I think last year, 80% of New Year's resolutions have failed by February. That was the statistic last year. I imagine this year is probably not going to be far off. So where do you think we're going wrong when it comes to setting the resolutions and making them maybe more realistic for us?
This is the thing that I've been asked, you know, so many years and every year. The one thing that we have to remember is it takes 66 days to create a new habit. So this is the thing. If we actually think about, we have to allow ourselves time to make something in our lives achievable every day. And the other thing is sometimes we make the goals far too big, and it's better to celebrate, as they say, the small wins rather than, you know, just creating it into this massive, unachievable outlook of life. So for an example, you know, most people, it would be that I want to give up coffee or I want to give up alcohol. I'm not going to eat any junk food. And they're making it like a never. What about if I just cut back, you know?
Yeah, because I think sometimes you kind of go into this approach of all or nothing. So when you eventually, after restricting yourself for a longer period, you eventually have that moment where your determination breaks down and you give in and you have that sugar, you have that coffee, whatever it is you decided to go cold turkey on. And what happens is you give in, you have it, and then you're like, oh, well, now I failed. That's it. I have not achieved my goal.
Yeah. So if we just say, you know, if it's like, you know, maybe you, for an example, you know, you have to have two coffees before you go out to work in the morning. What about if you just started by having one coffee instead of two? So make the goal more achievable, and then you could add on the next thing. It's like, even if you want to take up yoga or take up something, you know, I say to people that you know it's better to come and observe and build something up. Don't just feel that you failed straight away. So if I have to understand, it's going to take 66 days for me to create something into a new habit. So first of all, it's going to be, oh, I need my second cup of coffee, and you're really going to crave it. And then you can start to work on that, and just small, healthy, practical steps. Also, it's about detoxing yourself from whatever you've attached yourself to. When we talk about like a detox, and maybe you want to kind of cleanse your whole system, you have to also think about what you're eating, what you're listening to, what you're surrounding yourself with, because these can all create toxins within our life as well. So it's making healthier changes within our life, rather than just thinking I'm quitting something. So making that a whole more rounded outlook for the new year, and not such a negative of you can't have that ever. It's not the never. When I've worked with people that are, you know, maybe wanting to cut down on alcohol or things like that, I'm saying that it's about learning how to control your cravings, not never give it up.
I feel like sometimes it's also really important to maybe really sit down and ask yourself the question of why you're choosing this particular thing to cut down on? Like, what is it doing to your life that you're not happy with? How is it in a way of this ideal life you have for yourself? Because I'm sometimes kind of looking at the benefits of this thing you're trying to maybe minimize in your life will actually help you think more of why you want to do it, and also make you a bit more aware of you're doing it for yourself, for something good. It's not necessarily that you're, as you said, denying yourself something. You're actually giving yourself a chance of having that life that you're trying to build.
And if you look at it as a new, healthier life change rather than I'm going on a diet or I'm going to give this up, it's like I'm just going to try and make healthier choices. It's a softer approach to it rather than this harsh approach. It's just looking at maybe it's going to be my child's birthday party and I'm going to have a piece of cake. So to say that you're never going to do it, that's unachievable. It's too much of a high goal for yourself. So it's better to say that, I'm just going to have a smaller piece. I'm eat the whole cake.
Because that's the thing, once you start trying to maybe cut a tiny piece, that tiny piece will turn into, oh, I'm still craving it. I'll have another tiny piece and another tiny piece. And before you realize, you've eaten maybe a quarter of a cake or more, rather than just sitting down and thinking about, oh, this is something I'm really going to enjoy. I will enjoy this, and I'm not going to make myself feel guilty over this.
It's also, as I said, it's like learning to be able to control your ability to say no if you don't want to. So this is exactly what you said. Who's it for? So it's me learning to control my restraints. And that's in anything. This is what I say to everyone that comes to my class. It's your ability to say no, and it's your ability to take responsibility for your action. So though you start to say, oh, it's just a New Year's resolution, if you look at it as I'm trying to make healthier choices within my life, so it's, I'm still going to go to the party, but I'll be the allocated driver. So I'm still going to learn to enjoy the party, but I'm going to restrain from alcohol that particular party. It's having the strength to be able to say no and be happy with your choices that you've made.
Because at the end of the day, you're doing something for yourself. So that's always important to establish, as we said in the beginning. What I would like to actually touch upon is something you already mentioned, which was maybe looking at your environment and how can you maybe cater your environment to help you with this new habit? Because sometimes it's the way everything around you is that stops you from maybe achieving that goal. So, for example, if you're trying to cut down on sweets, if your whole house has sweets everywhere, in every single cupboard, maybe right on the table when you come to the house or come down to the kitchen or right next to your coffee machine or just out there in the open, and you're always stocking up, you are more likely to reach for them because they're there.
Yeah, I mean, this is where I said, when we think about detoxing, which is a big thing that everyone wants to do at New Year, and I teach a detox workshop every year. I think about it's what you will fill your brain with will color your outlook. So that's why I say, don't say I'm going on a diet. It's like I'm going to make a healthier life choice. It's how you color your environment. So when we're looking at this, it's like you want the people around you to be on board with you. They don't have to do it with you, but you want them to be working with you. So everything that you're doing has an impact on your brain, the way you communicate with others, the way you communicate with yourself, what you surround yourself with, everything. So it's looking at cleansing your whole environment. So if your partner wants to continue to eat the crisps, but you don't want them, then maybe just have some in the house that you don't like. It's just about making it more adaptable, or see if your partner won't have them in the house. But it's about learning your willpower as well. If it's crisps or something like that, maybe just say that I'm not going to have a packet every day. I'll cut down to two packets a week or something. It's just making it as like as you're learning to have the willpower, time and patience.
Yeah, and sometimes if you feel like you do need maybe that supportive system, you can find someone in your life who could be your support buddy in whatever resolution you made. So maybe it's a friend or family member or someone else that you maybe decide to do the same New Year's resolution or something similar, and you can kind of chat to each other about this. And I feel like having that support network just for like the emotional side of it is really nice as well.
Yeah, and this is the thing. It's about learning how to communicate with yourself. So when we're talking about detox, it's also about the language you use to yourself. You know, I'm a failure. That's very toxic language, you know, to use on yourself or to use with anybody. So the way that you communicate. I didn't achieve my goal of having one cup of coffee today because I went out with my friend and I had a cup of coffee with them. So that's okay. So tomorrow I'll try again.
Yeah, because there's nothing good that comes from just criticizing yourself for this one setback. Because the truth is, I think that usually if you're 80% good out of 100, you're still making progress.
This is what I've said before. I use a lot of reinforced, you know, so mantra, using language to reinforce my mind. So it's like learning to praise yourself. Okay, well, I did really well. I was aware that I had that coffee. I recognized it. This is a good thing. It's a good thing to recognize your behavior.
Yeah, because that's really looking at what you're doing and analyzing it and actually consciously taking it in is good, because next time you might actually go, you know what, I did this last week and I didn't really feel great about that choice, so maybe this time I'll say no.
Yeah, and that's it. Recognizing it and being aware of your actions is taking responsibility for your actions, you know. So coming in from work and saying to the person you live with, I've had a really busy day. I'm feeling quite tired today. I'm quite aware that I'm not in the best of moods, and just communicating. And then that's the step. And then you can have a conversation, or, you know, why was your day so busy? So you're just looking at it in a healthier way, everything in thought, word and deed. And learning to create that. And that's a healthier, balanced lifestyle. So, yeah, it's about creating a balance within your lifestyle, setting intentions for your day. So maybe not setting a whole New Year's resolution, but setting little small goals every day is a nice way of doing it as well.
I love that, Dawn, because I feel like you're really promoting being kinder to yourself, but also not being judgmental towards yourself when it comes to something you've already done, because it's happened. You can't change it. You can really only learn going forward. So that's the important bit to take forward.
That's the thing. There's a yoga sutra. Sutra is a text. Yoga Sutras of Patanjali's is a lovely book that I study. And in the text, it says each individual person perceives the same object in a way according to their mind. So I see a pencil, but my dog might see a chew toy, you know. So we all can see the same object, but according to our mind, we're going to see it in a different way. So again, not judging others. So it might be a really big thing for someone adding more water that they drink into their life, whatever. So if we all know and we all understand that we all see the same object in a different way, that's a beautiful way just to add that into your new year.
Well, Dawn, I feel like you've shared so much advice with us today, and you will be back a bit later on the show today as well to share a really nice yoga exercise with us that's in theme with today's New Year's resolutions, detoxing and everything we spoke about. But in the meantime, it's been so nice speaking with you again on the Happy Hour.
Thank you so much for having me back. And I hope you enjoy your detox twisting. So twisting wrings out the toxins within the body.